This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I have a special fun show today for you. A very interesting show. There's a new book coming out called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions by Mark Youngblood. And Mark is an internationally recognized speaker, author, consultant, and executive coach. He's authored three books, and this is his third, Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. It's not coming out until September, but I have a chance right now to talk to this man about this very, very important subject because, man, people have, it seems like lately, have been incredibly emotional all around me. Now, I don't know whether it's me, Mark, or is it just the full moon that we've had lately? I don't know. As a matter of fact, we were talking about this. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
The full moon. I said to the ladies that are in the office, I said, are you guys, you know, sleeping differently? And they're like, yes, we just have a hard time sleeping. And I said, there's more emotions going on. People are getting divorced and having fights. And, man, this whole thing about mastering your emotions. And here you have, I love the name, by the way, Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. I can't wait till the book comes out. I want to get a copy from you. But let's start out with you and the genesis of a book called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. Tell us about Mark Youngblood.
Well, this book is really kind of a culmination of my own journey to get to a place where I felt like I could live a great life. And a really happy life, a joyful life, and not get my buttons punched. And the work I do with executives is primarily to help them deal with the fact that they're very, very emotional, but don't really know it or know how to handle it. It's the main thing that keeps them from being great leaders. And in my own life, I grew up in a difficult childhood with an abusive and alcoholic father. And so when I became a young adult, I was a mess. I was a mess emotionally. I was angry and resentful and wrecked an early marriage. And I had my own entrepreneurial business, and it failed. And fortunately, that was a wake-up call. It just kind of shattered me to fail that colossally.
Yeah.
And when I woke up to that, I realized life is about more than making money. And so I started my own journey of development and personal development and growth. And what I learned through that taught me that this is really what I love. And I love helping people learn how to be great and to lead great lives. And so that's the book is literally the materials. They're what I teach my clients as an executive coach. And it tracks along exactly how I go through the coaching process. And so it generates such extraordinary life changes with them that I wanted to share it with the world.
Well, I see you've spent over 30 years in a broad-based consulting business, you might say.
Right.
And you help people with their leadership effectiveness, emotional intelligence, and strategic alignment. I'm looking at some notes here I made.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing that I don't know why this happened, but I'll tell you, the most interesting thing is I'm reading about you in some stuff my producer sent while I'm watching some stuff that's going on the news. And I go, you know, as much as whether you love or hate the president we have right now, the one thing you can all admit, we can all admit, is that this guy is an emotional man. And he uses his, you know, Twitter feed as a instant reaction, kind of a knee-jerk reaction to things. Yes. And I'll bet he's regret a number of times things he's said emotionally where his EQ outweighed his IQ for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he
or
was
lack of EQ.
Lack of EQ. There you go.
Yeah,
It just, you know, one thing wasn't there when it should have been, which is the filter. You know what I mean? And the problem is we get emotionally involved in things, and the filter goes out the window. Now, hang tight. We'll have to take a little break. We're talking to Mark Youngblood. He is the founder and CEO of Inner Mastery Incorporated, innermastery.com. And, Mark, I'm so interested in this because emotions are something that we really need to get control over.
Yep.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back with more of this interesting conversation. Stay with us.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, the book we're talking about right now, coming out in September, called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions, author Mark Youngblood. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you're an entrepreneur, those emotions are right on the surface. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. And don't forget, check out the website, entrepreneur.com. There's all kinds of great videos and fun stuff and more podcasts of this show, as well as amazing stories and lots of tools to help you in business and being an entrepreneur. Mark, let's talk about what motivated you to write this book. Beyond, obviously, you're using all these things, and one day you said to yourself, you know what? This could be a good book for general public, because whether somebody's an entrepreneur or not, mastering those emotions is really a life tool. Yes, in business, but also really in life, in your everyday life, getting control over those emotions, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, if we pick up where you talked about President Trump a few minutes ago, because what he's going through, everybody does in small ways themselves. You know, the title of this book is Dear Human, and it kind of came to me because, Alan, we're born with all these emotions. We're born with a brain and no user guide.
Right.
And we've been left to kind of figure it out. And one of the things we figure out early is we don't like painful emotions. And so we learn early to try to do whatever we can to not feel those emotions. And then when you become an adult, the ways that we begin to avoid those negative emotions become really, really dysfunctional. And they become things like addictions, compulsions, engaging in drama as a way to distract yourself, and ultimately even something as drastic and terrible as committing suicide.
Right.
That they would rather die than feel these painful emotions. And there's something called a black sheep emotion, and we don't talk about this. It's a concept that, to me, explains almost all of the suffering in society, and that is there are certain emotions that are so painful that we don't want to ever feel them, and we'll do about anything to not feel them. And although, in general, there's a few of them, shame is the number one, fear, sadness, grief, anger. It could be anything based on you as an individual. Like, I have people that I'm working with about this that say that they can't be happy. They can't be contented. That they were taught that's not okay. You know, that life is hard and don't ever show that you're satisfied with it. And so because those things aren't available, they get suppressed. And if they get suppressed, then that means I can never feel them. So let's take a second and talk about President Trump. Somewhere in his childhood, he was taught a really profound lesson that he was worthless. And he has spent his whole life trying to prove he's not.
To everybody.
To everybody.
And here's the thing, and I'll stop you right there only because I see it. Because yeah. I think that I call that the pat on the back syndrome. We're always having to pat ourselves on the back when we do good. And a lot of entrepreneurs have the pat on the back. I need a pat. I need somebody to acknowledge, yes, you did good, Alan, or whoever, or Donald, or whoever it is. And then what happens is we're forever looking for outward recognition of doing good things instead of just knowing that it's right in your heart and continuing on to do the good thing, a.k.a. maturity.
You bet. You bet. I mean, you just absolutely nailed the point right there. And so everybody has their own story about not being enough.
Right.
In my own life, it was that I'm not lovable, I don't belong, I'm not smart enough. And so a lot of my acting out was trying to get enough of that.
Right.
And of course, it's going to make a mess when you do that.
Yeah.
And you can, there's a, Cool Runnings, the movie with John Candy, there's a line in there. John Candy was this kind of exiled and dishonored winner of the luge race because he cheated.
Right.
And he was his guys found out about that. He was coaching these Jamaicans, and they confronted him, and he said, "Look, I learned a lesson." He said, "I did anything to get that gold medal, but what I learned was if I'm not enough without it, I'm not enough with it." And that's the point entrepreneurs need to understand. And it's I have a blog post out there called "You're Either the Driver or the Driven."
Mm.
And if you're the driven, who's in the driver's seat?
Oh, hold that thought. Got to take a little break. Wow, this is fun. I like this stuff because you know what? We have got to learn as entrepreneurs how to control those stallions or pack of dogs or whatever they are, those emotions. And if you let them run wild, you never know what's going to happen. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back. That sugar
and spice. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
So nice. So nice.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And our guest right now, Mark Youngblood, and he is founder and CEO of Inner Mastery Incorporated. He's got a new book coming out in September. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. And Mark is an internationally recognized speaker, author, consultant, and a longtime executive coach. And he uses all of this psychology and his learnings of his life to help, I guess, entrepreneurs and business leaders to become better at being good human beings. That's the most important thing.
Right.
You were talking about, and I apologize for the breakup there. I had to pay some bills with the commercials. I am an entrepreneur, after all.
Right.
You were talking about your blog post, and I've said many a times roughly what you said there was, you know, if you're not driving the boat, who is?
Yes.
And when the loose nut behind the wheel takes over, he's going to run you right into, you know, other people and the rocks, you know, the other cars, whatever you're, you know, that you should be controlling in life and business or whatever. The dark side, if you're not in control of yourself, will take you down a path you don't want to go. And it's as simple as saying a cruel thing to somebody that you love while your emotions are driving the car, in essence. Saying a mean or cruel thing to somebody who works for you, who you love, because, I mean, listen, I mean, if somebody works for me and they're doing a good job for me, I love them. I love that person because I'm, you know, I'm they're in my life and I better love them. Otherwise, I'm just a user. So I love all the people around me. I want to love them. I'm learning how to love them better all the time as I get older and more mature and wiser, not just older, but just wiser. And so these emotions, when we're in a bad mood and we come to work in a bad mood, whether it's because we've had a fight with our wife or our husband or our son or the gardener or whatever, and we bring that bad energy, that bad juju to work, the first thing that happens is the guy at the front door, the doorman if you have one, or the person that you're passing on the way in the garage after you've parked your car, they're like, "Wow, what happened to that person?" People can feel. You put out an energy field. They can feel it. My kids have started to tell me, "Dad, I don't want to hear it. You're in a bad mood. Your energy is bad." I'm like, "What do you mean my energy is bad? Didn't you hear what I said?" It doesn't matter. Matter of fact, the energy is more important than what I said to my kids. And so they won't listen to me. Why should my employees or my kids or anybody listen to me if I come at them and attack them with this energy field of anger, resentment, emotion? Am I going down the right path here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially leaders, you're incredibly infectious. So whatever you're feeling, you're going to infect your organization with it. Mm-hmm. So what kind of organization do you want? A happy, energized, optimistic, upbeat, go-go kind of environment, or an environment where everybody's angry and irritable and frustrated and annoyed and sniping at each other? and you have a huge impact. That's one of the reasons that the bar is so high for leaders to be a great person. And you can't be a great leader without being a great person.
Right.
It comes first. So when we're talking about driven versus the driver, your mind actually has two parts. It has a pilot and an autopilot. And the pilot is the conscious part of your mind, or what is called the executive function. And it resides in your forehead. And the autopilot is your emotional system, and it's the limbic system, and it resides in the middle of your brain. When we get emotionally triggered, the limbic system takes over, or the autopilot takes over. And now you're not choosing anything. It's being chosen for you. So let's take an example of what you were talking about. So someone's in a bad mood, and somebody walks up with some bad news, and they get angry, and they attack them. Now, in the moment that they got angry, they didn't stop and do this, Alan. They didn't do this. Huh, I wonder what emotion I should have. Do you think maybe it ought to be curiosity, frustration, sadness? No, I'm going with anger.
Right. I liken that to, you know, if you're playing golf, you don't just reach over and grab any club. You think about which club, you know, well, I need to make it do this. It's like, we don't even do that in our lives. And a friend of mine said the other day, he said, you know, he said, I believed in Santa Claus for the first 5 or 6 years of my life. I should learn how to believe in myself for the, you know, for at least 5 minutes of my life. And I thought this is so relative to all that, right? Making good choices. Continue.
Yes.
I love it.
So the autopilot is really a memorized response. And what we have to do is to learn to recognize that we're triggered and that our autopilot is going to run a really unproductive thing to have happen here unless we're able to engage it. Now most people suppress it, and that is equally as bad as in almost anything else that you could do.
And it could be worse even.
It could be much worse.
Yeah, then it turns into a mess later on.
The goal is not to sit on it. Many clients will go, oh, everybody thinks I'm so calm, and I'm going, no, they don't. You know, they think you don't lash out at them, but they're really clear. They can read your body language. You're not calm.
Right.
And if you're not calm, then they're not going to be calm. And so we have to have a relationship with our subconscious. We have to have a relationship with the autopilot that is generating this and learn some new tools. Learn tools that enable you to direct the subconscious to process those emotions in a really healthy way so you can stay in the pilot chair. And fortunately, there are tools like that. There's a programming language for the subconscious.
All right, hold on. We'll learn on the other side of the break. I apologize. I have this thing called a business because I'm an entrepreneur. It's time to pay more bills.
Right, exactly.
Mark Youngblood, the book coming out September. We're learning from him right now, though. Dear human, master your emotions. I really appreciate this. This is a good timing thing. It is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
If you are an entrepreneur, you know you're emotional. You know it. Don't try and hide it. Start to face it. Start to look at it. Start to get it under control. Because if you don't, it will be your downfall. If you do, it can be your best friend. Mark Youngblood is on the line. I keep almost saying your name wrong. Youngblood, founder and CEO of Inner Mastery Incorporated. How long ago did you start Inner Mastery?
Well, the company itself began in 1994, and it went through a couple iterations. But what I'm doing now that I would call Inner Mastery was 2000.
Ah, okay. So this is not something that you have just started the 3 years. You've been honing this skill of yours.
Right.
I love the book. I love the name of the book. I love what it's about. Dear human, master your emotions, because you know there's a lot of books on there about controlling one's emotions, and so many people, you know, I think they get to a certain point in their life where they realize, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I wouldn't have hit him in the face with that chair. And unfortunately, if we had just, like I said earlier, you know, choose the right club to hit the ball and make it do what you want it to do. I mean, for those who golf, that's kind of a no-brainer. It's just like fishing. You got to use the right bait, the right hook, the right size line, the right fishing rod. These are all your tools of your trade. And in life, the one most important thing you have is your emotions. They're what give the zest of life. But out of control, they can destroy what we know yeah. as our life, or they can enhance it. So I love the name of your book. Why did you put Dear Human at the beginning? I mean, that is one of the interesting things. I remember I looked at that and I went, that's very cute. But beyond very cute, it's very universal. It's like almost a note in a bottle floating in the ocean. You know?
That's great. I'll use that going forward. Alan, it started out as a chapter in the book about, dear human, meet your emotions. Because people don't understand emotions. Emotions, there's no negative emotions. There's just emotions acted out in a negative way. Emotions are messengers. Like, we're born with assets. We're born with eyes and ears and arms and legs to help us function in our world, and we're born with emotions. And so they bring us energy and information. Anger brings us this uplifting energy, because the message it's bringing to you is, hey, someone crossed a boundary that's not okay with you. You need to hold your boundary. But the second you attack, you go from holding your boundary in an appropriate way to aggression. And that's when it becomes dysfunctional. So if you understand what emotion you're having and you act appropriately, then they're a great gift for you. And so I was saying earlier that there's a way to engage the autopilot that's beyond just suppressing the emotion that's coming up. And the whole second half of my book is full of tools. They're full of practices. But I want to give your listeners one right now that's a really simple one. And it's like this. You have to, number one, recognize that you're getting triggered. You need to know. Just think about when you get triggered. How would you know? Well, my face flushes, I clench my fist, I grind my teeth, my heart races. There's always a clue. Or you have a story in your head and you start telling, you know, an angrier story of some kind in your head. So figure out that I'm triggered. And in that moment, the first thing to do is breathe. And if you will stop and take three long deep breaths, it will change your brain chemistry. And it'll buy you time to shift out of the autopilot response and back to the pilot, which I call the pivot to power. Mm. And the only place we have power is in the pilot. And when we give the power away and let the autopilot run things, then we have a mess on our hands. And in most business circumstances, you want to pivot your focus from something's wrong here and it needs to be punished, or an act, you know, there needs to be some sort of retribution that's associated with it, to what's my outcome? And in fact, if we stopped and asked that question before acting out in any circumstance, what's the outcome I really want here? Is it more discord? Is it to really tear someone's ego down?
Or I thought you were going to say face off.
There is that temptation, isn't there? But once you start focusing on what I really want, well, what I want is a productive outcome. What I want is an employee who's energized and excited about learning from what happened and being able to move forward, performing at a better level, but also believing I'm someone who cares enough about them to help them learn from it and do better next time. And you can't choose that until you have some power over what's happening inside of you. You have to have a certain degree of inner mastery. And it's also about letting the energy of the emotion go. Don't hold it. And there's a simple visualization, which is the tool we use to communicate with the subconscious, is a visualization. In my book called Drain the Pain, and it's available to download on my website, myinnermastery.com, for free.
And what's it called?
Drain the Pain. It's a chapter from the book.
Okay.
And it's like when emotions come up and we clamp down on them, they don't go away. Because a messenger, they didn't deliver the message, it's not done. And it'll hang around and hang around and hang around until it finally gets to deliver it. And by the time it does, it's going to be a mess.
Well, this reminds me of Eckhart Tolle. I think that's how you say it. The pain body. He talks about the pain body a lot.
Right.
And it's funny because when I was listening to you, I was sitting here thinking to myself, what is the emotion I feel when somebody says something, and dare I say it like this, stupid. When I think that person is smarter than that, and they just said something to me stupid, whether it be my, you know, somebody I love, my loved ones, or somebody that is just, you know, stupid in front of me. And here's what my brain does.
And then you visualize ripping his face off.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm going to tear his arm off and beat him with the bloody stump.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's like, yes. You know, but how do you catch yourself doing that? That's such a raw emotion. Let me take another break. I know I take a lot of breaks on this show, but it's because we're on terrestrial radio. And what happens is we have these hard stops we have to take, everybody. And for podcasts, we could just go and go and go. But when it's terrestrial radio, we have to pay the bills, and the local people pay their bills. And it's just an evil thing called business, but we have to do it. You're listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Our guest right now is Mark Youngblood. He is the author of the book, Dear Human, Master Your Emotions, coming out later on this year. September 5th will be published. I'm enjoying this far too much. We'll be right back.
Reminds me of just how there's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
There is always something there to remind me.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And I am dedicating a whole hour of our show to controlling one's emotions, because entrepreneurs, we got here with our emotions. Now, before they run us off the edge of the cliff, we best learn how to control them. They're very, very, very important to us. But as business grows and things do well, there's more and more and more weighing on us, and the stress and the pressure of life makes our emotions run wild and crazy. So our guest today, Mark Youngblood, is the author of a soon-coming-out book called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. And I'll come back to you, Mark. I'm enjoying this because, you know, I think this is something that is fairly simple but becomes very, very complicated the longer we don't recognize that we need to get our emotions under control.
Right. I want to draw one distinction. You know, you made the comment that most of us make is that it's about controlling our emotions, and you can't. And the thing is, you're going to have emotions whether you want them or not, because they're coming from a level of mind that you can't stop it. We're emotional before we're logical. The question is, what will you do with them? And that's where mastery comes in.
Oh.
And mastery is about, are you skillful? Or are you basically, you know, kind of clueless, and you just act it out based on the way you learned it acted out when you were 5 years old?
Right. Well, my dad would say, what are you, an animal? Get control of yourself, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Even then, it's still getting some mastery over who you're going to be in the moment.
Yeah.
How are you going to show up? And Alan, I know you've talked to some amazing people. And in almost every case, someone who shows up as amazing is someone who has dominion over what's happening inside them.
Mm.
They're able to show up like somebody who's a big human being. They choose wisdom. They choose compassion. They choose understanding. They choose collaboration. They choose generosity. They choose coaching over punishing. On and on and on. And you don't become that without becoming more self-aware, without becoming gaining some skills in dealing with your inner life, because everyone's got one. Whether you know about it or not, it's going to run you. And if you don't know about it, it will run you. And I was thinking about this pilot autopilot, and I happened to listen to one of your interviews. It was a wonderful interview with Dave Sanderson.
Mm.
And Dave was the last passenger to exit the plane, and I don't remember the flight, but it's the one that crashed.
In the Hudson River, right.
In the Hudson River, and Captain Sully was the captain, right?
Right. Miracle on the Hudson, it's called.
Miracle on the Hudson. And Dave is a very real guy. He didn't try to tell a story about how amazing he was. He told the truth. He said, my first instinct, I was toward the back of the plane, and my first instinct was to get out of that plane and save my hiney, which is what the autopilot's there to do.
Right.
It's always there to save you. It just does it in a really ineffective way. And if he had done that, he would have gotten out and gotten safe. But what he wouldn't have done was help all the people that he helped. And something bigger than the situation stepped in with him and enabled him to move into the pilot and say, what am I committed to? And he told a story about it. He learned that God will take care of you if you take care of others. And he realized, my outcome here is to take care of others. And he did that. And so what could have been just another person taking care of themselves and making themselves safe, it then became a hero story, which is exactly the point I'm making, that when you're in the presence of great people, it's because they can choose to be their best self. They're not being run by their autopilot. And the thing is, it's not because that person is innately wired to be better than you or a greater person than you. Every human being alive knows what it's like to be their best self. Well, the goal is to be your best self all the time, and there's only one way to do it. You have to be able to master the reactions that are going to come to you whether you want them or not.
Yeah.
And that's made easier when you have a toolkit, when you know what to do.
You know, it's interesting, too. I would say this is a perfect place to insert consistency over intensity, because I see a lot of people that are, you know, a lot of time throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month that I work with, you know, they're people of great control, self-control.
Yes.
And then, but when something happens just wrong to trigger the pain body,
yep,
or to push the button,
right,
man, it's like the Tasmanian devil, the whirling dervish comes out. Yes. And it's like, wow. So they are not consistent. Actually, they're consistent in the fact that you can push their buttons. And what does that do for us as entrepreneurs? It makes us very predictable and controllable.
Yeah.
By other people, which we don't want to be controlled by others. We need to have self-control and mastery. I love that. Thank you for the nice clarification there. Mastery over something as simple as God's gift to us, our emotions. And I love that. I'm really enjoying this. And we have one more segment left with you, by the way, and you will have sucked up a whole hour. How dare you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love it. And I'm so enjoying this, too. Thank you for this.
Yeah, it's fun. So in this next segment, what I'd like to do is talk about the second half of your book, since I have notes here,
right,
that are full of tools, and maybe have you, during the commercial break, think about a few of those tools, and we can share for folks that walk away snackable pieces of content. They can walk away here with some tools. All right. We're talking once again with Mark Youngblood. This book will be coming out in September 2017 called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. We'll take a little break and be right back with more. Stay with us.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur Magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Our guest right now, Mark Youngblood. He is the author of Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. He mentioned our podcast that he listened to with the guy that was the last passenger off of the movie Sully, the Miracle in the Hudson, the plane that went down the Hudson River. You can find our podcast, of course, at entrepreneur.com. And a lot of great interviews. I say great. It's more great people like Mark Youngblood that you can listen to me interviewing. I try and have fun. If I'm not interested, it probably sucks. But in this time, I think I'm having a good time. So hopefully this interview is enjoyable for everybody listening. Mark, you talk about, you know, mastering your emotions and that people can be their best self all the time. And I'm hoping that in the next 5 minutes here in our last segment, you can give three of your best tips to be your best self all the time.
Absolutely. There's really three phases of emotional mastery. The first is to be able to be centered and composed. So those two add up together to be really your presence. What is your presence like? And in order to do that, you have to have a calm nervous system. And if you're stressed, you do not have a calm nervous system. You will not be able to look composed or be composed. And so these days, it's not an option to not meditate. And meditation isn't woo-woo anymore. It is actually a psychosomatic practice to calm your nervous system. And even as little as 5 minutes in the morning and a couple of minutes even during the day. And there's tons of meditation apps that you can download and take advantage of. I teach meditation to every client. The second piece is you have to be able to interrupt a reaction. You have to stop it in its tracks and pivot to power, which is to pivot to a really productive response that's productive for everyone to help get positive outcomes. And you were pointing out how when things really blow up, how many executives, that's when they lose it. But isn't that exactly when the captain of the ship needs to hold it together?
Exactly.
And so I call this technique max the moment. Maximize that moment when it is most needed, which is pretty much every time, whether it's your kids do something and you want to just blow up at them, but you know how harmful that's going to be, or a husband or spouse does something. And how do you catch yourself before you damage that person and damage that relationship and really damage yourself? So the max of the moment has three steps. And the book has two whole chapters because this is so important. So step one is to tame it. And in tame it, you recognize that you're triggered and you tame it. And the quickest way to tame it is to breathe through it. You stop and you breathe. And that oxygen changes your brain chemistry and helps restore the pilot to the driver's seat. The second thing you have to do is name it, because you're in a drama story. There's a villain in your story, and now you're going to attack that villain. You're going to make them wrong, and all it's going to do is damage everything. So you have to get out of it. You have to say, what's going on here? What is upsetting me? Which is, that's the name it part, and then the reframe it. So it's tame it, name it, reframe it. The reframe it is, well, what do I want instead of attacking this person? What outcome is important to me? How do I understand this in a different way so I can choose a productive response? And when you can consistently go through that process, tame it, name it, reframe it, it can happen literally in seconds. Like, many people get upset in traffic, don't they, Alan? So they're driving along, someone cuts them off, and suddenly they're in a rage, and they carry that anger and mood all the way through their day. But you could notice, oh, I'm really angry, this person cut me off. Why? Because they scared me. And it put me at risk. Okay, well, sure, I got angry at that. But do I really need to carry it around? What outcome do I want? How do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel good, and I want to let this go and put it in the rearview mirror. Okay, fine. Let's do that.
You know what I say, by the way? I say you got to learn how to flush the bad, because at some point you can't just keep looking at, you know, at this situation and being angry over and over and over. Just hit the flush and just whoosh, let it be gone. And it's kind of a funny way of saying it because it's a toilet term. But
but you know what? That's a visualization that absolutely can work. You turn toward the emotion. The mistake we make is we avoid it. But if you'll turn toward it and go, yeah, I'm angry. Okay, I know I'm angry now. I can let it go. Flush it. I like that. And it's literally a visualization that can work for people.
You know what? My toilet terms are your new. You can have every one of them. I am a scatological guy. You know what? I have had so much fun with you. I can't wait. The book's coming out September 5th, 2017. It is called Dear Human, Master Your Emotions. My new friend, Mark Youngblood. Thank you, Mark. Great advice.
Thank you, Al.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. I hope that was good. And maybe we'll have something interesting for you next time right here on Entrepreneur Radio. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. To take you out of this place.